You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions, and thank you for joining me today. You know all things is the title of this devotion. Now, I appreciate that you may look at me and say, oh, I don't know anything. Well, Jesus said that too in John 5. He says, I can do nothing. This might be different than I know nothing. But then he says in John 5 verse 30, he says, I know nothing except what the Father shows me. Jesus lived in that mind of God, in the heart of the Father. And when we talk about you know all things, we're talking about the heart and the mind of your loving Heavenly Father living in you by His Spirit. You see, we have the mind of Christ, it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We have the mind of Christ. We have His nature, His Spirit in our heart and mind, enlightening and illuminating us with His thoughts. And I want to show you that today, because I know that sometimes we can, because of our natural nature, feel we know nothing, and yet we know all things. And that's an interesting rest to enter. I love to live in that rest. Hebrews 3 talks about the rest of God. I love to live in that rest. I know nothing, and yet I know all things. I can do nothing, and yet I can do all things. Father, I trust you. I rely on you. I would never dare think anything comes from myself, for my ability is what my Father works through me. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 4 and 5. Listen to this. 1 John chapter 1, verse 20. Excuse me. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. You have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. You know all things. You see, this is the covenant anointing. This is that manifestation of the Spirit. The Spirit is in the body is called anointing. This manifestation of the Spirit in us is the seal of the covenant. What is the guarantee of the covenant is the blood. What is the seal of it is its embodiment in us of that covenant. What is the purchase price of that covenant, the guarantee of it, is the blood. What is the seal of it is the Spirit living in us. Romans talks about this in other places. Well, the seal, the Holy Spirit is the seal. It's that identifying mark that the covenant is upon you, in you, through you. And this is the covenant. Here in Hebrews chapter 8, we're talking about you know all things, okay? Hebrews chapter 8, starting at verse 10. Now, this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their mind. I will write them on their hearts. I will be their God. They shall be my people. None of them shall teach his neighbor and none his brother, saying, know the Lord. For all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Let me read you that from this translation. And it's important I make this point today, because the Holy Spirit would have you and I to be in such a place that we have this inward knowing through faith, this inward believing. It says, by faith they understood that the things that were made were not made by things that can be seen, but by the Word of God. There's a capacity of understanding that comes for those that live in faith, that live by faith, a capacity to understand. They can comprehend things that could not be understood except by faith. By faith, we can understand things. There's a lot of things we do by faith without realizing it. When you go to the gas station, the petrol station, you fill up your tank, you believe when you feel the click, what you haven't seen is there. Even though you can't see it, you believe it, so much so you go pay for it and you drive away believing you have received. There's a lot of things, and I know that's a silly example, but it makes the point. There's a lot of things we do by faith. Here in chapter 8, verse 10, I will imprint my laws upon their minds, even upon their innermost thoughts and understanding, and engrave them upon their hearts. I will be their God. They shall be my people. And it will never more be necessary for each one to teach his neighbor and his fellow citizens, or each one his brother, saying, know, perceive, have knowledge of, and get acquainted and experienced with the Lord. For all will know me, from the smallest to the greatest of them. Did I bring my other Bible? Excuse me, I did bring it. Sorry for going out of picture here, but I love this little Living Bible that somebody blessed me with. And in the Living Bible, it says it this way, chapter 8, verse 10. Where are you, chapter 8? There, verse 10. This is the new agreement I will make with the people of Israel, says the Lord. I will write my laws in their mind so that they will know what I want them to do without me even telling them. These laws will be in their hearts so that they will want to obey them. I will be their God and they shall be my people, and no one will need to speak to his friend or neighbor or brother saying, hey, you too should know the Lord, because everyone, great and small, will know me already. Do you see that? You see, you know all things. The Holy Spirit would want to bring you into such a place that you know through the anointing in you what God wants you to know. That you know what He wants you to know. You know, dear friends, there's a lot of things I don't want to know. And I'm not made perfect sometimes. I still will watch certain news clips or whatever. And okay, it's not for me. It has a certain spirit to it, a certain mindset, and I feel this is not the mind of my Father. And so, and the Holy Spirit helps me for those thoughts to not take root and for me to meditate on it. What really helps for them not to take root is I don't repeat them, I don't speak it to anybody. But I don't want to know these things. There's a lot of things I don't want to know. I don't want to know some of the evil, some of the uncleanness, some of the unholiness and ungodliness. I have no curiosity for it. I used to, when my heart was darkened by lust, when my mind was blinded by self-indulgence. Yes, I had an appetite for what would defile me and corrupt me inside. But now that Jesus with his blood continuously cleanses me and keeps me conscious of the heart and mind of my loving Heavenly Father, I don't want to know these things because they defile, they corrupt. Knowledge increases sorrow, Solomon said. It is so important that we choose the knowledge of the Most Holy One, that we choose what He teaches and instructs us with, and that we are so rooted within that knowledge, or I should say it this way, it's so rooted within us that it continuously comes to our conscience, and that we delight ourselves in the knowledge of the Lord and in His thoughts and in His ways, and that we seek His ways in all our conduct and attitudes and actions and responses, so much so that our whole life is governed by His Spirit. It says in Galatians 5, verse 16, I say, walk, live habitually in the Holy Spirit, responsive to, controlled, guided by the Spirit. Then you will certainly not gratify the cravings and desires of the flesh, that human nature without God. Some people, they are still so living in the low nature, and I know I'm one of them. I lived in that low nature. It would demand, it would compulse me, it pushes me. But I'm so grateful that the anointing of the Holy One is teaching me all things. It's teaching me that holy living, that living free from the defiling, corrupting forces of the flesh. And now by the Spirit, I live free from the forces of the flesh. And yes, friends, sometimes it just comes out of nowhere. All of a sudden, these yearnings of the flesh try to spring up within me and seek dominion over my conscience. But instantly, the Word of the living God, the light that keeps me from the darkness, springs up within me. And I say, my Father, you are my delight. Oh, my Father, you said, if I delight myself in you, you give me the desires of my heart. You said, if I abide in you and your word abides in me, you said, I can ask you whatever I desire and it will be done. Father, I thank you. You are my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not want, Father. You are my shepherd. I shall not want. Oh, I delight myself in you. You, my Father, satisfy me with marrow and with fatness. You are the fountain of my life, Psalm 63. You are the joy of my life. And the Holy Ghost just wham comes up in my flesh and subdues these forces of the flesh and causes me to enjoy living free from their controlling, manipulative, and deceiving powers, and that I can be happy and satisfied in God and have more than enough in Him. So let me get back to this thought. This is my covenant, my word, living in your heart, enabling you to want what I want, living in your mind, enabling you to know what I want. Jesus Christ, my friends, I will close with this. If I go, let me read it from the Living Bible. John 17, verse 14 through 19. Listen to this. This is Jesus talking. 14. Here you are. I have given them your commandments, your living word, Father. And the world hates them because they don't fit in with it, just as I don't. I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but to keep them safe from Satan's power. They're not part of the world any more than I am, Father. Make them pure and holy through teaching them your words of truth. Make them pure and holy through teaching them your words of truth. As you sent me into the world, I sent them into the world. Listen now, verse 19 of John 17. And I consecrate myself to meet their need for growth in truth and holiness. Oh, I am so utterly grateful that Jesus constantly is at the Father's right hand, living to intercede for me, to bring into me that conscious knowledge of Himself. And through Him, He enables me to know what He wants me to know, how He wants me to think, how He wants me to believe in my heart and think with my mind and talk with my mouth, and where all my faculties are under the dominion of His throne, of His living throne in my heart and mind, ruling in me with His heavenly life, with His heavenly love, with His heavenly living, life-giving Spirit in perfect communion with the Father. And how this glory of knowing the Father. Oh, I tell you one little story. I was preaching in Iceland many, many years ago, maybe 20 years ago now, I can't remember. I preached there many times, but this one time I went to this Bible school of about 20 or 25 students. And they picked me up in Reykjavik Airport late at night, and in the dark of night with lots of snow, brought me to this place, put me in this little room and said 8 o'clock. And this room had bunk beds in it, and it was dark, of course, and it had a little window at the top. And I stood there with my coat on, and I put my bags down and looked out of the little window. I can't remember what time it was. Maybe it was 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. So I had about 5 hours before they would lead me into the meeting. And I stood there looking out of the window, and there was a glacier, or I don't know, snow. And I understand what a glacier is. And I was looking at it, and I said, Heavenly Father, I love your creation. You know, it was cold, it was dark, it was so still, so quiet. In other words, felt so empty, maybe. And yet, as I looked at the glacier and began to worship my Heavenly Father for the grandeur of His creation, His Spirit came up in me and gave me a knowing of His heavenly might and glory and majesty and splendor. And it caught me up into that heavenly life that the next moment there was a knock on the door, and it was 8 o'clock. And I literally cannot tell you what happened from the moment I stood there to the knock. I was still standing there with my coat on as if no time had lapsed. I'd never, ever experienced it in my life before. How He gave me a knowing of the glories and majesty of His reign and rule. Oh, how wonderful the Heavenly Father wants you to know all things. He wants you to know how much He loves you. He wants you to know how much He's always with you 24/7 and living with you and in you henceforth and forever. He wants you to know the riches of His inheritance in the saints in the light, Colossians 2:10. He wants you to know the place He has prepared for you in heaven, that where He is, you will be also. He wants you to know the righteousness Jesus enjoys in His presence that He now imparts into your heart, and how He loves to declare you not guilty because Jesus paid it all. He wants you to know, oh, so much, friends. And He will unveil all that He has predestined for you to know in you. Just keep holding on to Him in love and in faith, and your understanding will be daily enlightened with the glory of what He wants you to know. Amen. Have a good day.